More stories, more news now.
4:36 on KLIF News and Information in the afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Kurt Gilchrist. With us now is Tegan Broadwater, a former undercover officer with the Fort Worth Police, also author of the book Life in the Fishbowl. Tegan, thanks for joining us. Your book details some the time you spent infiltrating the Texas Crips and busting up some big drug operations. Fascinating. Tell us about it.
Well, it just it was a neighborhood that was particularly problematic in southeast Fort Worth. The police had a hard time penetrating the area. They'd done raids, and city council had set up different activities and such for overtime details and everything else. They weren't able to get in. There was only one way in, one way out. They had lookouts and very sophisticated setup.
Now, so how long did it take you to kind of like infiltrate or get in to be part of it?
It actually didn't take too long. I had been working undercover with some guys that were in the area, and it kind of name dropped and worked my way into kind of some low level deals in there. And it just started making some relationships slowly but surely, and was more than willing to say no as often as they would, so that they didn't think I was some kind of cop, which I was, obviously.
Talking to Tegan Broadwater, was your life in danger? I mean, obviously it was. Was there any places that came, this is a rough situation I'm in?
Well, absolutely. There are a number of times, and most of them are mentioned in the book, not necessarily with the with the characters named, but there were a number of instances where guns were pulled and threats were made. But those are the types of things you have to play off and roll with it as if it's part of your normal life experience as a big time dope dealer. And it was, I think it was part of the role that I managed to establish myself within this neighborhood.
Some of the stuff that you mentioned in this email that you sent me are just absolutely fascinating, because this is just one little neighborhood. This stuff goes on. I don't think people have a concept. I mean, they see a lot of this on TV and they just think, yeah, it's TV. No, this was real life.
Exactly. I think that's kind of part of the remarkable part of the story is that in Fort Worth, that this type of level of dealing guns and gang activity goes on. Like I said, our kingpin was purchasing $250,000 worth of cocaine a week and flipping that for another 75% profit on top of that. So, and that's without going to Mexico. So there's quite a bit of the industry going, and obviously the organization was violent gangs that were running that whole organization. This is why it was so organized and so impenetrable initially. So that's, in order to kind of stop the cycle from going on and having someone like myself in the next 15 years take all these people's children who are now going to, turn into gangbangers unless we intercede in some way. That's kind of the concept in taking on this project and trying to turn it into something more positive.
Talking to Tegan Broadwater, who's written a fascinating book. How long were you supposed to be under, or did you get enough information after a couple of years ago, this is the right time to get out?
Getting in and getting out both were something that I had no decision making ability over.
Gotcha.
Getting in, I don't even think I realized what I was getting into on the full scale. I did make a fervent attempt to get in and make an impact there, but I didn't know how deep I was going to be able to get. I think I impressed even myself how deep I got. And when we got to the end, we had 51 solid cases on known solidified gangbangers, and the U.S. attorney was going to accept 41 of them federally and had drawn the line for me. So that was when we knew we had to get out.
That's amazing. Tegan, how can people find this book? I know you've got it online.
It is on Amazon.com. You can search for Life in the Fishbowl, fishbowl being two words, and you can purchase it on Amazon.com, or you can check the fishbowl41.com website and learn more about it, and also hit a purchase link from there.
Tegan, this is fascinating. I definitely have to read this book. I'm excited because it literally, because I sold liquor in Houston for a while and I had to work the Fifth Ward. And so I get it. I mean, I get some of the areas that you see in your own neighborhood and you go, whoa.
Precisely, yep. That's a great area over there. I'm glad to hear I got a brother from the other hood. That's great.
I didn't do it long. I did not do it long. Tegan, I appreciate you jumping on for a couple of minutes.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you.
Again, you can find out more at fishbowl41.com, and much of the proceeds of the book go to charities to mentor children whose parents are in prison. Still